This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Berg. The World Health Organization says the world is close to seeing the end of the COVID-19 pandemic, but that inequalities in distributing a vaccine and other therapeutics could have deep economic and social consequences. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the WHO's Director General, told the UN General Assembly Friday that the light at the end of the tunnel is growing steadily brighter. Ghebreyesus said in order to prevent further inequalities, all vaccines and therapeutics must be shared equitably as global public goods and not as private commodities.
This is a global crisis, and the solutions must be shared equitably as global public goods.
The WHO Director General stressed that funding for the ACT Accelerator, the global collaboration to develop COVID-19 diagnostics, therapeutics, and vaccines, faces a funding gap of more than $4 billion for the current year and an additional $23.9 billion in 2021. The European Council President Charles Michel has highlighted certain COVID-19 vaccine deployment issues, including dealing with fake news. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Et nous savons, vous avez raison, que nous allons devoir mener une, je dirais, une
Michel spoke as EU countries finalized their vaccination plans amid rising concern and distrust in some citizens. He said leaders face a transparency battle to not allow fake news or to perturb or make even more complicated nations' capacity to deploy vaccines and protect citizens. Michel insisted on the importance of having good communication strategies based on science, knowledge, and transparency. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Visit voanews.com for more. This